Welcome everyone to episode 87 of the Analog Assault Podcast. This week we have a special community podcast talking all about Woolson with a few of our MHG community members. So let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Well, welcome guys to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast. We have some special community members with us tonight. We have Anger, IP Feely, Freely, there we go, if I could actually say it right. You pee freely, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess IP Feely, it just sounds creepy.
Sound a little creepy.
We also have Snake Doctor, and as you can hear there, Mr. Thaddeus Prime himself. Welcome guys, what up?
Oh, it's prime time in the house.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy Thursday.
Well, some housekeeping real quick. If you'd like to give us a call and leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 512-571-3907. We do have a voicemail that we got this week from our friend Aaron, but we're not going to do it tonight. We're going to save it for next week's podcast when we have all the regular average Joes together. And if you do like this content, then head over to patreon.com/Mulehorn Gaming. Get all the details. So, real quick, we got some new faces on the podcast, or I should say voices, since this is audio only.
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking right at you, IP. Who are you?
Overrod cam feed.
Yeah,
that's why that light's blinking.
He has a camera into your bedroom.
Yeah. Ooh, he pees freely.
Oh, let me move rooms. Hold on.
So tell us, guys, who are you guys?
Well, not Anger goes first. He starts with an A.
Crickets.
It's not all good.
All right. IP Freely. I've been a gamer for pretty much my entire life, starting with the Nintendo Entertainment System. Been part of the MHG community now for, I don't know, maybe a couple of years, a year, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. I'm the number two on the Discord boards. Thank you.
are you a little proud there?
Hey, I figured that if there was any time to bring it up, this would
this be. Is it. This is the time. Yeah.
Talk much?
Humble
crap. Nice. Hey, IP, how did you come in contact with the MHG group?
So this Prime guy was playing, I believe, Diablo.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I tried to give him some hacked items that somebody gave me that I didn't want.
And they were much appreciated.
And it just kind of went from there. And then one day, like, hey, come check out this Discord board we got. And the rest is history. Here I am.
Now he's number two.
Now I'm number two.
I will say that overpowered fire spell ring was probably my favorite item in Diablo 3 my time playing because it was OP.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, they were pretty ridiculous.
Origin story for you,
Anger. Who are you?
All right, I'm Anger. I've been playing video games since I was 4 years old when my dad brought home a Intellivision set, and so I'm old.
The rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. But I play everything from RPGs, MMOs, shooters, you name it. I play it.
Just no turn-based RPGs.
Yeah, no turn-based and no Minecraft.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you're saying that Baldur's Gate wasn't doing it for you?
Man, awful. I was so pumped for that, but we'll talk about it later too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to mention you've been a long time, right? Just you, Snake.
Just me. I've been around since the days of Prime Collective. Mm-hmm. I jumped in there with Family Gamers with you guys with another clan. And
oh yeah, FOG.
Eclipse over 9,000, was it?
Absolutely. Stream on Mixer, editor for the website. Love playing games. I've been playing games longer than the Intellivision's been around because I'm old as dirt. So,
well, and you do a little bit of this on the website.
I do. A little typey type.
And if you ask Nate, that's probably what it looks like, actually.
Well, it's not here, so let me tell you. Yeah. Just
kidding. I don't know. And we know Primetime. He's always prime. He's always prime.
I mean, I'm 24/7, baby.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, no intros needed there, but I'm glad that you guys are here. Having some new voices on here, a little change of pace, a little change of flavor. It's good to have some new voices on here every once in a while, and I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. So tonight we're actually going to do just a round table with some community members. That's why you have a few new voices on the podcast. And a reason for that is because the new game that came out by a relatively small indie company, indie developers, Wolson. Wolson or Wool? How do some people say it differently?
That was my question. How do you properly pronounce it? And we know how to pronounce Gift, but how do you pronounce Wolf?
Oh my gosh. Oh,
wow. We're going there, Prime.
That was real easy. We all know it's Gift. But anyway, is it Wolson or Wolkin? I want to say Wolson, but
I'm pretty sure it's Wolson.
It's Wolson. That's right. Wolson.
Okay.
Wilson!
I know. The first time I was watching a stream, someone said like Wolson real fast, and I was like, did you say Wilson?
I'm going to get a volleyball and name it Wolson.
I know.
There you go.
Put a little blood on it. Be good.
Yeah, yeah. I make fire.
So what do you guys think, man?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's I was hesitant for a couple of days to get it just because, like, I don't know, another game. I'm not done with The Witcher 3 DLCs yet. And then I got a taste of it. Oh, man. All those Diablo feels came up and customization and murking people and builds. And, like, I've been in like Flynn since.
I watched Pow War Pig play on stream several months ago when it was still in early access, and I went straight to Steam and I downloaded it in early access. So I've been playing it for a little while.
I got insight on scene.
Now that it's fully dropped, it's 1.0. I'm just all in. It's so good. I'm having so much fun with it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys are like, oh, it's like Diablo. I was like, I'm not gonna get it as I'm clicking by.
Yeah, yeah. I watched Fuel buy to all of your free time.
Yeah,
I watched Fuel play it for a couple days before I finally jumped on it.
Yeah, yeah. We did some like smaller Discord streams and a bunch of people jumping in watching it, and man, I got to say too, like Snake was saying, like I wish I would have known about it sooner. I know Pal was like promoting it in the Shed Discord, but like, I'm at that point where I'm in so many Discords, I just can't keep up with everything anymore.
Yeah.
And he was saying like, yeah, you could have got it for $10. I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, it was dirt cheap in early access.
I mean, you know, that, I don't mind paying $40 to an indie developer.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's worth
like,
it.
I mean, I'm not, I don't feel like I missed out on $10 for versus 40. I think it was 40, right? I
think. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking. Yeah.
I mean, we want them to continue to make patches and make the game better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $10 is a lot less to spend.
I was thinking $10 just because I got four kids to feed, but.
Right. Yeah, see, I just got a cat.
She doesn't eat that much. Sorry, sweetie. There's no dinner today.
Surprise.
Right? Yeah, it's ramen and bologna for game. You.
Yeah.
Well, that brings up a question, Snake. Since you've been playing it for a while, how much has the game changed from when you played it to now? I mean, how significant changes?
Well, really, it's more the scope of it, because it was really all you got was most of Act 1. And then a little bit of the Rift system was in there as well afterwards. But as far as the actual gameplay itself, it's very, very similar. I mean, they've changed around a bunch of things, the passives. Like, a lot of the passive skills changed and the wordings changed and how they affect things. Right. But for the most part, it's stayed pretty true.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, the skill system is awesome.
Oh man, that skill system was intimidating at first.
I'm digging how you're not really like, you're not typecast, I guess, for lack of a better word. So if you want to dabble with, you know, some spells, but also, you know, use a gun or a sword, you can totally do that and mix and match to your little heart's content, which also leaves the door open to be able to completely screw up your build, which I'm pretty sure I've already done to all mine.
Just click that one. That's good. Let's go.
Yeah, I haven't really done any overall planning. Like, I, you know, just for the first time the other day, I looked at some of the that third ring of skills and was like, oh, I should probably, that's a good one for what I'm going to do.
Probably do
and
that.
It's on the other side of where I'm going. So, but yeah, that and that system that like energy, rage, back and forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Willpower and rage, yeah.
You've really got to be able to balance, have rage generators, have willpower generators, try and balance the two.
Mm-hmm.
But at that, though, even if you do screw up, I haven't done it yet, so I don't know if the prices go up the more you do it, but resetting your passives and resetting your attributes is really not that expensive.
Yeah, it's not.
I realize I can do it for the tree.
It's only, you can. If you go under the character sheet, like I'm looking at it right now and it says reset attributes for 20,500 gold, which really is not that huge.
That's really on it. Reset, the more you play it, that's pocket change.
Yeah.
And then reset passives for 1,025.
I've reset my character skills already on two of my characters, like the base mm-hmm. skills. I didn't really look that hard. So I didn't notice something sticking out about doing the skill tree as well, which is good to know, because that way then I'm not so completely borked on my builds.
No, you're not. And I mean, I think the passive tree, the like the Rings of Fate, is absolutely ingenious, where you can just move things,
individual
rings around, try and mix and match and get the combinations that you want.
You can move the rings?
Yes, you can move the rings.
Yeah, bro. Dude.
Oh my god. You were like, oh, I'm screwed.
New horizon just opened up.
On the left hand side they have a circle. If you click on it, like the inner, middle, or outer, and then hit the little arrow key behind it, it moves that circle.
Well, see, look how informative this has been already.
I know, right?
Had you never gone on the cast, you would have never known.
Probably not. I'd be like max level and like skills all over the place.
Yeah.
When someone would be like, oh yeah, interesting. Just move those.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I also really like the idea that your beginning choice really doesn't affect much.
Yeah.
Other than your starting weapon and your starting skill. Right. And you can really, it's so open form that you can really create whatever mm-hmm. character you want. It just gives you a heck of a lot of freedom, which is nice.
Well, that brings up another question, Snake. If you move the wheel around and connect to the outer ring and unlock something on the outer ring, but you move the ring around, do those skills still remain active if they're not connected to
as far as I know, once you've connected into a ring, you can't move it.
You can move it all you want, but unless they're connected to your tree that you mm-hmm. have branched out, it won't be active.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
If you look at it real closely too, they have little branches that go out so that if you need to just use one little skill point to connect it, you can do that. So it's almost like a fail-safe way of saying, hey, if you're like Mule and you don't pay attention to what you're doing, or IP in this case, then you're still good.
Right? You're still good. That's the thing, because I have two different builds. My mage is AoE element stat, and it's pretty much all purple, straight lines spreading out one direction. But my tank, shoddy shield, DPS ranged character has three different points that spread out, but the final diagram that I found online, it's all literally connected some by one line of the failsafe dot, like you mentioned. And that's just like, that's mm-hmm. ingenious. You don't have to take on the giant, the pinnacle skill on that branch, but just bypass it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Each ring,
you can choose where you want to be.
Yeah.
Each ring has a central line that goes all the way around. So with, I think, 3 points through each section, you can connect to further sections without having to turn the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By just branching out off that ring.
And there's one skill in that my shoddy shield I'm trying to get to is one where I passively convert all willpower to rage. So I'm constantly going to be in rage here shortly, which is going to be amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I have a build that I'm doing because I'm just going in blind because this is a cool game. For me, it feels a lot like Diablo, and I played very little of PoE, but it feels a little bit like that as well. But the movement is just way better than PoE in my opinion. Here's the thing, IP, is I don't like the way you move in that game. In this game, I feel like I can move a little better. But
I mean, the movement's okay. My biggest concern is I just keep losing the mouse cursor.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. It's hard to see, so I don't know if they can like maybe change it to a different color or make it stand out more or make it bigger. I don't know.
Imagine having two screens and your window's not blocked. All of a sudden, your mouse is on your other screen. Why is it not working? Mm-hmm. Oh, crap.
Yep. Yep. That's why I do like full screen window, but I have to tab out to get out of it. Like
tab out. That's what it is.
Yeah.
PC new.
Yeah. But like the thing that I love about it is that like I'm going in blind because I just want to before I get like serious with builds and stuff. And I randomly had this really awesome called Infinity Blades for my mage. Mm-hmm. And so I built my whole build around them where I'm a melee mage and I have so much AoE damage around me. It's just insane. Like the other night, Prime, IP, and Anger, I think we're all playing together. And like we had the plague, what's it called? Plague something. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Where they if they die, they explode and do acid damage everywhere. And we were literally just walking through enemies. It was just like boom, boom, boom.
Yep. That's why I love my the mage build. It shoots out the anomaly that sucks them into the vortex. Then I can do some lightning chain damage, and with that build I can do two elements at one time. So they're like dying, right. They're basically melting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll throw anomaly and they'll suck you out, just watch them die. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, it's sometimes that easy for the mobs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, and I love the heal that I have on that because it does damage to you.
And then the heal that's centered on me.
Yep, yep.
But also does damage within the radius.
Yes.
And then just fireballs of doom everywhere.
Awesome. So, Anger, what do you think, man? I know you've played a lot of Diablo.
Yeah. I really like the passive skill tree, the rings so you can move, the ability to change your class basically just depending on what weapons you have in your hands, and being able to make, you know, if I want to play a tank mage or a tank ranger or a ranger mage, you know, you're not restricted by the class that you chose when you created your character.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the downfalls of Diablo. However, I personally like the movement in Diablo better. I don't like the click around because, like you guys were saying, you do lose your mouse cursor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways to counteract that, but if you're not thinking about it, you can lose it.
Yeah, I learned that you can I just started
pushing. I just hold the left mouse button down.
Yeah, there's a control feature too, where if you hit control, it'll move whatever direction your mouse is in. But you still have that problem if you can't find your cursor, you don't know which direction you're moving in.
Well, the problem is there's explosions going everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm at.
Things are flashing and like, not really sure where I'm at in the middle of it all. Like,
just blow it up. Just blow it up.
Yeah.
Am I shooting fireballs behind us? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we were playing last night, and I was trying to attack the boss, and apparently I was just shooting at somebody else because, like, my mouse cursor for, like, half the fight, and the boss was taking forever.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't doing any damage to the boss at all because I was shooting in the wrong direction.
Or you see the big lion come across the screen, and you know that the boss is going to dash your direction or send some kind of damage that way, so you want to roll laterally. But you roll towards the boss.
Yeah.
I do that quite often. Yeah. Or right to where he's going to land.
Yeah.
You're toast, yeah.
I'll block you. I'll save you.
So what's some things that you guys really, really liked about it that is the reason why you keep playing this game? I mean, it's an early access still. But what's the things that really drew you to it? And then I want to hear after that, what's the things you're really not jiving on?
For me, the initial draw was the art style. I really do like it. I dabbled with it when I had on high settings, and it is gorgeous. I had to drop it down to medium because I was working like 99%, and I couldn't do that long term. But what drew me in was the ability to make your character whatever you want to, kind of whenever you want to, like Anger was saying, and mixed in with the combat. And it makes the combat so, so much fun. Killing things, exploding things, and then for me, for any game, it's the loot.
Mm-hmm.
And getting like, I was working on Mage, and I got Vanity or is it the unique drops, purple drops for my ranger? And I was like, I cannot wait to get back to my ranger, or to build a ranger build with this shield and shot and shield and gun, and just the loot was just it's satisfying. And things I don't like, I'd say maybe it's the occasional confusion that comes into play, like Anger was saying, also with the movement. Aside from that, I'm not really finding much I don't like about it. I mean, the lines are a little cheesy at times, but I always remember this is a small studio, and those things cost a lot of money. So I mean, overall, I'm 4.5 stars on the whole thing. I love it.
You're digging its chili.
Digging its chili. I'm putting the beans in there too.
What about you, Snake? Yeah,
I'm gonna have to agree with T Prime. The art style is absolutely fantastic. Like Act Two. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, even though it's the content that's there is kind of gross and gory. The art style is absolutely fantastic. Gameplay is solid. I'm really enjoying it. I haven't had much problem with my cursor very much like you guys are saying, but I think that's mostly because what I'm doing is just standing back and, like I said, just throwing fireballs downrange. So it's not a lot of aiming involved. The loot is great. There's I think they could do with some additional items. I think honestly there needs to be a one-handed mage weapon, like a wand or something like that can be paired up with a catalyst.
Yes.
Because right now the only thing that generates willpower is a staff,
mm-hmm.
which makes catalysts very useless, honestly, in my opinion.
I'll dive in it later. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Go ahead.
So I've seen some pistol mages out there. How do you mm-hmm. generate willpower if you're doing a pistol mage?
They have to have a really short willpower rage ratio.
Okay.
Really, really short. That's the only way I can see it happening.
Take some finesse.
I think it's just some really strategic use of those passives to try and make your delay time.
Gotcha.
And then the only other thing that's really bothered me so far is how incredibly, insanely cheap and difficult the act ending bosses are.
Mm-hmm. That first act boss was pretty tough.
They're patching things as they go, but I mean, I not that you ever want a boss to just roll over and play dead, right? You don't ever want that to happen. Mm-hmm. But I think when you're beating your head against the wall because you can't finish this thing solo 10, 12, 13 times, it took me about 14 tries to kill the Akron boss by myself.
Oof.
With the build that I had. Just because I'm squishy, right? I don't have a lot of health. I've got a lot of force shield. But when he's doing AoE fire damage, that comes right out of your health, right? It doesn't come out of your heart.
Yeah.
So, but really, those would be my only complaints so far from what I've played. I haven't gotten into the end game yet, so I'm not.
IP?
I'm going to agree with the art, definitely. I'm running it in 4K on high, and it's just gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. The effects, all the different abilities, the not being locked in to any particular play style and just having that you know, fluidness and variety is pretty awesome. It's pretty unique when it comes to this style of game. Now that I know that those rings move, that just opens a whole different door.
Wow.
You know, like the skill tree in PoE was intimidating. But you can go off in a direction and you only had limited times that you could, you know, roll one back. So this seems to be a little bit more forgiving in that, which is awesome. I'd have to say that, I mean, besides the mouse cursor thing and losing it, which also could probably have to do with like my resolution that I'm running, the click through on the pop-up menus. So for example, when you get like you finish one of the little mini dungeons and you get a choice of like four different pieces of equipment and you go to click on one and it runs you across the screen because of where that popped up. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is like if you want to teleport to somebody and you click on their name, you're starting to run across the screen because it's in the top left. That right there, I'd say it's probably my biggest complaint. which hopefully we'll have fixed sooner rather than later. Other than that, you know, it's seems like we're going to get some quite a few hours out of it. I'm looking forward to where it's going to go from here because it can just really only go up.
Right on. Anger.
All right. So on top of some of the stuff that they've been saying, I agree with most of it. There's some issues that I've come across where, like, you'll be doing a side area and you'll get down to, like, the last five mobs and it'll pop up your reward window right in the middle of your screen and there's still mobs alive that you have to kill.
Absolutely.
And that just drives me nuts. And so that and unclickable mobs, pathing issues where you can't get around, certain obstacles for some reason. There's just a lot of that kind of stuff going on. And then, the stuff that I like, I really like the complexity of being able to mix with your passives and your weapon and your gear. Like, T Prime over here was running, a Ranger and he was asking for all heavy gear. Mm-hmm. And because he was running a specific build and I haven't gotten into looking up builds or anything like that. I just kind of want to play it by ear and play it by feel.
Yeah.
But so far I'm really liking the game and I'm liking where it's headed.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing is the potential for this game is so huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're so early in. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much echo what most of you guys said. It's so fun that the bugs are easy to overlook for me. Mm-hmm. Like partying up, they definitely got to fix that bug with, oh, you're showing offline. I can't find you. We can't party up. We got to go to main mm-hmm. menu or we got to crash the game and come back. Those are just like early access things, right? Like they don't kill the game for me. They don't make me, you know, pissed off that I can't party up with Anger or Prime or Snake or something like that, you know, and it's easy workarounds. As a whole, I feel like, you know, you guys know me, like I'm a squirrel. I love freaking blowing crap up and shooting, you know, FPS games. But there's like a soft spot in my heart for like Diablo style games because they're just so freaking fun. Like so many explosions, the loot's like crazy good. When you really want to slow it down, start mid-maxing, you can do that. But man, I mean, the only thing that really has irritated me is some of the UI stuff with, you know, like you were saying, Anger and IP, like you try to click on this or you're fighting somebody and then, oh, here's a reward while you're trying to fight somebody, you know. Or if I'm trying to teleport to some friends, it makes
me... Or the trade window.
The trade window, yeah. Those are small things for me, but like overall, like the game is just, it's beautiful. It's really fun. It gives me such a nice medieval vibe with magic and the story has been entertaining enough to really make me want to keep playing it as well. Like mm-hmm. the story is not that bad. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Not bad.
There's a story.
Yeah. But that brings me to the last question here for you guys. And how would you compare this or like for some of the people in the MHG community or listening to the podcast that, you know, are listening to this and they're like, oh, this sounds interesting. How would you tell them about the game if they wanted to try it out or what would you compare it to?
I'd say it's more of a mix of Path of Exile and Diablo 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With that dark overtone.
The love child of...
Yeah, not so into like the meta builds are really the only thing that's going to end up being viable because we don't even know what the meta builds are for this anyways.
Yeah.
And
it seems like I don't, with that many options, I don't even know if you can have a meta build.
Yeah, exactly. It's just unless something gets introduced that's absolutely game breaking. But other than that, like the options, it's not unlimited, but I couldn't even give you an idea, like a number for, you know, how many different crazy builds can be done by the time you hit end game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anger, what do you think, man? How would you compare it?
There's a couple other games that are on Steam that I would compare this to more closely, but I think it definitely takes a lot of things from each game that came before it, you know, like its predecessor. Mm-hmm. So it's building off of what they already have.
yeah,
like Diablo and Path of Exile, and there's a little bit of a kind of a Warhammer vibe in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with the armor,
shoulder pads.
Yeah, the big giant helmets with the horns that stick up, and the giant armor. Yeah. And there's definitely some gameplay elements that I find. I do like the roll. That's a nice touch with the evasion technique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome, man.
I usually remember that, and by the time I do, it's way too late.
Right. For me, I mean, I haven't played Paths of Exile. I've only played Diablo 3. So for me, it feels a lot Diablo 3. But I've heard before going into it that it's a really good mix of Diablo 3 and Paths of Exile. Takes a lot of both games and makes into one. And that's what I compare it to, and that's kind of the reason I got into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They seem to have capitalized well on the games that have come before them, and taken little snippets here and there of other games and turning them into their own, which is cool.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, just to echo most of what you guys are saying too, is that, you know, I can only really compare it to Diablo, because that's really only kind of top down medieval style game I've really played much of. And I'll just tell you listeners out there, if you like Diablo or games similar to that, then I would say the $40 price tag for this game is very much worth it. I mean, I've already gotten hours of entertainment out of this, and so much fun. And you can trade, like the trading, we didn't even really talk about it, but the trading is so great. Like, I love that, man. Like,
Anger mentioned that we were running together. You know, I was looking for a specific gear due to my build. And so if anyone came up, you know, with that type of item in that class, you know, like, hey, you know, T-Prime, I got this. You need them. Like, yeah, I do. Or vice versa. You know, like someone's, you know, hey, I'm looking for this. Or like, we come to a reward screen in one of the dungeons, and kind of everyone kind of shouts off what they got and if anybody needs it. Because at that point, sometimes we're kind of getting duplicates or not as good gear. So like, hey, anybody want this? I got this. Anybody want this? And, you know, just like shouts up and a few clicks and we're trading stuff off. Not really trading. We're just handing off to our bro because, you know, it's just how it is. Even coin too. You know, Mule, you were looking for an ability and you were like, what, 6K short? I'm like, no problem, man. I was already several levels ahead of you and had already, you know, been grinding some. Like, there you go. No problem.
Yeah, that was awesome because I got the ability I needed for my rogue with my stabby stab rogue build I'm doing right now. But I mean, if for any of you guys that are listening to this podcast, I would definitely say if you have Steam and you have a decent PC, definitely pick it up. It's been, I mean, all of us here can attest how fun it's been.
And speaking of that, I have a 4700 i5 with a 1080 graphics card. I run it perfectly on medium settings. My fan is running constantly, but not super high. And I'm like 80-85%. If you have a PC at that level or greater, you're looking at no problem with higher settings. And Fake, you know, his gaming laptop, he complains about a lot, and he can only play in spurts because he wants to maintain his fan. But he's able to enjoy it on a lesser performance-wise PC, so it's doable.
Yeah.
And if you have anything above that, it's very doable.
Yeah, I mean, I got an 8600K, and I have a ton of programs running and stream going, and I can run it fine. And the stream looks fantastic. You know, it's streaming at 1080. So, if you got a decent PC, do it.
They have promised a couple months ago that they're adding controller support, so let's pray for that.
Interesting.
Yeah, yep. that would be really nice, actually.
For this game, I would have to agree. You know, some of these games out there like that, probably, well, I'm thinking more MMOs. So, yeah, this would be good.
I mean, even like, okay, so you take this that you're hearing this from Mule, who loves to play with a controller, right? Even, you know, just don't like the mouse and keyboard. This game is pretty easy to pick up with mouse and keyboard. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
It's not bad at all. But controller would be much easier.
Yeah. Dual stick in it? Maybe.
You wouldn't have the losing your mouse issue.
Yeah, and you could probably dodge in the right direction a little easier.
Yeah,
exactly.
But IP Anger Guys Snake, thanks for joining us in this round table as we kind of discuss this new indie game, and it's definitely been a blast, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. I want to interject one thing here. If you guys are loving Walton, take a look at Last Epoch on Steam.
Last Epoch.
Really early access.
We did see really that game at PAX South.
Right.
Last Epoch. So
it is absolutely fantastic as well.
Right on.
It's relatively early. There's no multiplayer in it or anything like that right now.
Yeah.
But it's ARPG, kind of same style. Six classes with skill trees for each class. Each skill has its own skill tree. It's ridiculous. There's like 144 skills in that.
Dang.
And it involves time travel. So you'll go through one area and you'll come back another area like 100 years prior.
Nice.
Or go through and you're 1,000 years in the future and how the area has all changed.
Dang.
It's really cool. So check that one out too. Okay. Love and Wilson. Last Epoch's probably not going to release until, I would imagine, late 2020.
If not early. Definitely going to bookmark that on the Steam.
But check it out.
Yeah.
I might be like, you know, Cyberpunk at the time, but from what I played with it and what you guys have been talking about, it's on my radar.
There's another one called Grim Dawn. Just want to throw that out.
Similar as that? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a Warhammer one, is it? Or no?
It's made by some of the guys.
Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be broke off of Steam games.
This one's only $16.
Okay, that's not bad. Yeah.
And Last Epoch's pretty cheap right now too, because it's in early access.
Early access. I think
It's $35 right now.
Oh,
it's getting big.
Nice. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. And if you like our podcast and our streams, then check out our awesome friends at thesheddteam.gg to find more awesome people in the community like us. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. And remember, when in doubt, blow it up! I had to feel it with something, you know, not just awkward silence. Since we can't see each other, it's like, hello.
Awkward silence. Right.